Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Susie Hutchison with Helping People Succeed. The Stewart nonprofit helps individuals who need special training, education, employment, and living arrangements. Their third annual Pino and Picasso Evening Reception, featuring the artists of the 2017 Art for Living calendar, will take place on Saturday, November 19th at Harbor Ridge Yacht and Country Club. October is Disability Awareness Month. Susie, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks so much, Drew. It's always great to see you.
Disability Awareness Month, what is it you want people in general to be aware of?
It's actually employment of people with disabilities that we're focusing on with the month. And the point we try to get across is that just because you have a disability, no matter how severe, doesn't mean that you can't do something within our society to be productive and to become a taxpayer. So what Helping People Succeed focuses on with Disability Awareness and Employment Month is helping people understand what great employees a person with a disability can make. And since 1984, we have literally placed thousands of men and women with disabilities in positions throughout the Treasure Coast. We're in Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. So we have a large area that we work in. And I can tell you that 85% of the people that we have placed are still working. Now, they may not be in the same job. They may have been promoted. They may have gone somewhere else. Or they retired, which is wonderful to me. We had a young woman retire from an attorney's firm with her 401k, with her benefits intact, and she had worked there for over 20 years.
That's great.
Doing their microfilming and then scanning. So it's an untapped resource.
Has it gotten easier over the years to convince companies that the disabled will make a good employee?
Yes, it's gotten a lot easier. I think that that society has shifted. Not fast enough for me, but society has shifted. If you look at commercials now, in many cases, there's someone with a disability. If you look at TV shows, a number of TV shows are beginning to include someone with a disability. And now they're including folks with more significant disabilities. We actually now have businesses call us and say, we're looking for employees. Can you help us?
Over the years, what's been the biggest change in getting a disabled person productive and self-sufficient?
It's been an interesting transition because when you think about a person being born with a disability, they've got a long road ahead. And so what we're finding is if you look right now, there is a huge, huge emphasis on literacy. We're finding that if you don't have the skills you need, the reading skills by the third grade, you're in trouble.
I'm speaking today with Susie Hutchison with Helping People Succeed. Your third annual Pino and Picasso Evening Reception featuring the artist of your 2017 Art for Living calendar will take place on Saturday, November 19th at Harbor Ridge Yacht and Country Club. A lot of organizations will do calendars, but this is truly an exceptional calendar each year. Tell me about this year's calendar.
Well, the calendar for this year is, I say this every year, it's the best one ever. And it features 13 local artists from the Treasure Coast area. And it's absolutely beautiful. This is our 17th year of producing the calendar. The artists in the calendar are local artists whose work I could never afford in any format but this calendar. And as you said, at Pino and Picasso, those artists will be there with the work from the calendar and other artwork. So it's a perfect opportunity to experience what we have to offer in our area. The calendar is it's a project of love for us. The proceeds directly benefit our programs and services. So every dollar helps a person with a disability or a person with a mental health issue. It's beautiful, and it serves an incredible cause.
I've been speaking today with Susie Hutchison with Helping People Succeed. We'll have a link to them as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Susie, thanks for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much, Drew, for having us.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.